It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Ticks are out earlier this year across the country, and they're on the move here in Wisconsin.
Nationwide, people are visiting emergency rooms for tick bites at the highest rate seen in almost a decade. That's according to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
In Wisconsin, for the week ending May 10th, 53 out of every 10,000 ER visits were related to tick bites. That's on pace with last year at this time, but at the end of April, there was a big jump in ER visits from ticks. The weekly data is from the State Health Department's Wisconsin Tick Bite Tracker.
Ticks can spread viruses, parasites, and Lyme disease bacteria, causing infections in people. Wisconsin's traditionally been among the states with the most Lyme disease cases.
For a look at the early surge in tick bites this year, we're joined by Lyric Bartholomé, professor in the Department of Pathobiological Sciences in the School of Veterinary Medicine at UW-Madison, and director of the Midwest Center of Excellence for Vector-Borne Disease. Lyric, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Thanks for showcasing this important issue in Lyme Disease Awareness Month here in May.
Why are scientists seeing the number of tick bites surge so early in the season?
I think what we're seeing this year is that there was some unseasonably warm weather in March that really woke up those ticks. So a tick is relatively cold hardy, and they can start to be active around 40 or 45 degrees. So when it gets that warm, they're out and about and interacting with folks. And, you know, we were all pretty desperate to get out and about, too.
Emergency room visits for tick bites are surging in parts of the country. You've seen the map, specifically the Northeast, the Midwest. What does that mapping indicate to you?
I think that tracks with what we're seeing in terms of tick numbers that are out and active. So it makes sense, and it suggests that people are tuned in and paying attention to the fact that they're being exposed to ticks, and also that they feel pretty vulnerable and feel that the emergency room is the place they need to go when they need to get a tick off.
So with an early start to tick season and these emergency room visits, what does that mean for public health?
The ticks that we were seeing in the most, in the highest numbers were the tick that we would call the wood tick typically in Wisconsin. The scientific name for that tick is Dermacentor variabilis. That's a tick that tends to really not transmit a lot of disease to people in Wisconsin, so less of a threat in terms of public health. But it did bring to light that ticks are out, and the ticks that are most important in public health in Wisconsin are the black-legged tick or deer tick. A lot of people call them deer ticks, and the scientific name for that one is Ixodes scapularis. So we're tracking that one, too. We, as a Midwest Center of Excellence for Vector-Borne Disease here at the UW-Madison and with our colleagues at the Department of Health Services, we're tracking ticks and seeing that the numbers of ticks are sort of declining, the adult ticks, and we can expect that in the next couple of weeks we'll start to see more of the nymph stage of tick. That's the one that's the real public health threat.
Yeah, can you explain that distinction and the cycle of life for ticks and whether these adults or these nymphs, larvae, what stage is really that we should pay attention to?
Right. So a tick starts out as an egg, becomes a larva, and then has to take blood, and then becomes a nymph, and then has to take blood, and then becomes an adult, and likewise needs blood. And that whole process for a lot of ticks can take 2 to 3 years. So they're out and about for a long time. So the ticks we're encountering this spring have been in the environment for a while, right? The ticks that are most important to us in public health are the black-legged ticks, as I mentioned, or deer ticks. And the nymph stage got infected with bacteria or viruses that you mentioned when they were the larva. So they feed on a little mouse, they come down with an infection, and then they have it in their bodies when they become a nymph. And that nymph stage is about the size of a poppy seed. Okay. So they're really tiny. And that's really the problem, Kate, is that they just go undetected. You know, they could be hiding at your hairline or in your armpit or, you know, in various places in your body. And they're so, so small. They're like freckle sized that they often go without notice.
With the deer ticks you mentioned, adult deer ticks, they've spread from the North Woods, I understand, to all parts of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. How is the public health risk changing with that spread across Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think the spread has been really well documented by Dr. Susan Paskowitz's lab in the Department of Entomology. She and I run this Midwest Center of Excellence for Vectorborne Disease together. And back in the 90s, she started tracking that tick in Wisconsin and watched it radiate out. And I think there's a few implications there. That means that people in the North Woods, so to speak, are perhaps more accustomed to seeing the ticks, and maybe physicians are more accustomed to seeing and detecting Lyme disease. And some of the places that were invaded more recently, there may be less awareness there.
We're talking with Lyric Bartholomew, professor in the School of Veterinary Medicine at UW-Madison, about the early season for tick activity in Wisconsin and nationwide. Lyric, turning to Lyme disease, Wisconsin is lit up on the map of Lyme disease cases in the U.S. for about the last two decades or so. Why does Wisconsin's case rate surpass other places in the Midwest and rival the northeastern U.S.?
That's right. Thanks for highlighting that. I think a lot of times people think about Lyme disease as a northeastern sort of New England state kind of disease, but it really is just as problematic here in Wisconsin as it is in the Northeast. And so that, I think, is really a function of us having this beautiful habitat for ticks. The things that we enjoy about Wisconsin are things that ticks likewise enjoy. So, you know, the beautiful deciduous forests are great habitat for the ticks to lie around on the ground or to find a little mouse to latch on to. They're also great places for the ticks to find a deer, and the deer are really important for the adults to take blood and lay big batches of eggs. And so it's sort of this perfect storm of conditions that make it really optimal habitat for the tick. And then people want to be in those places too. And so we go into those places where the ticks are and encounter the ticks. And increasingly, Kate, what our research is showing is that it's not actually just the woods where people are encountering ticks. We have a mobile health app that we'd love people to join on called the Tick App. And through the Tick App, we've learned that Wisconsinites love to be outdoors. They love to be tending their gardens. And increasingly, people are encountering ticks in their backyards. So
even in urban spaces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
How is our warming climate affecting tick activity?
Tick activity is really dependent, like I said, on the presence of the right habitat, so the forested areas. Mm-hmm. It's really dependent on the mice thriving and the deer thriving. And so climate certainly can play in some ways, but maybe it's less obvious than the ways that climate perhaps impacts, like mosquitoes.
Hmm. What kinds of tick-borne illness symptoms should people look out for?
Oh, thanks for that question. It's just such a good time to start thinking about this because we're going into a holiday weekend. The stage of the tick that is most likely to go undetected will start to come out more often. And so it would be great for people to be aware and think about if they've been outdoors in the late part of May, beginning of June, and they're feeling fatigued, sometimes like a stiff neck, perhaps if they see a rash on their bodies, those could be hallmark symptoms of Lyme disease.
We've been noting that Wisconsin's tick tracker from the State Health Department provides this weekly data. What data are you tracking? Are you collecting ticks? Mm-hmm. How do you keep track of what's happening in our state?
Yeah. So really that was work that, again, was started by Dr. Susan Paskowitz. And now it's continued by the Department of Health Services by Dr. Zia Lee, who's our state medical entomologist. Wisconsin's really fortunate to have somebody in that role where they can be the expert who's going out and doing the sampling. And so Dr. Lee works with some students at the University of Wisconsin-Madison here and with our center. They go out to sites, three different sites in counties across Wisconsin, and regularly sample so that we have year after year understanding of what ticks are out and when and how many. And through the Tick App and through the Department of Health Services website, people can tune us in to the fact that they've had a tick on them so they can take a picture and send it in, and we can identify it. And we can use that information then to understand who's seeing ticks and from where.
That must be really valuable.
Invaluable data, right?
Yeah.
Year after year. So that's very helpful.
There, you know, what are some of the effective ways for people to protect themselves from tick bites? I would imagine, you know, when you're outside and coming back in, you search your whole body.
That's right.
Any other tips?
Yeah, I think ticks are off-putting, maybe we could say. Mm-hmm. And it might not be somebody's ideal to come back in and search their bodies for them. And they're hard to find.
Yeah.
We find that people are more likely to see ticks if they're on the upper parts of their bodies, and the ticks might be on the lower part of your body. So one of the recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control is to disrobe and take a shower and use a washcloth or a loofah or something like that and scrub your skin and get the ticks off that way. Mm. So that's key prevention, is to never let the ticks actually get their mouth parts in you. Mm-hmm. But, you know, preceding that, there are ways that you can keep the ticks off of you. Our field teams, we use a permethrin spray that we put on our clothing. So we know our folks are going to be wearing the same clothes every day. They're light-colored clothes so that you can see the ticks. We spray them with this insecticide and repellent called permethrin. You put that on the clothes, and you can wash them up to 6 times, and they're still going to repel and kill ticks. So that's a really good way, is to have your clothing that you're regularly wearing out in your garden treated. You can also take the approach of sporting the fashion we wore in the 1980s and shove your pants into your socks. And then the ticks can't crawl up your legs. We recommend you tuck in your shirt so they can't get on you that way. Mm-hmm. Some people are talking about using lint rollers to get ticks off before they come inside. And I would say doing that, and then also doing that for your pets, is a really important way to keep ticks out of your household and away from your family.
Lyric, thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Lyric Bartholomew is professor in the Department of Pathobiological Sciences in the School of Veterinary Medicine at UW-Madison and director of the Midwest Center of Excellence for Vector-Borne Disease. We talked with her about the surge in tick-related ER visits across the country and what it means for Wisconsin.